Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle radio show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have a great show tonight covering everything that happened last week in the NFL and looking to the week ahead, which is the first round of the playoffs, the wild card round, which should make for some very exciting football. But first, let's talk about all the coaching changes. I'm not sure if you guys have been paying attention today, but there was just a fallout as far as NFL coaches go. The Raiders, the Colts, the Lions, they all got rid of their head coach, and they'll all be looking for someone to lead their teams the following season. I should note that the Chicago Bears also fired John Fox. So those are the four teams that decided that they needed to go in a different direction. And it'll be interesting to see, like, who replaces all these former coaches. You know, it's such a tough gig because you got to be able to manage people. And then you know you have to be able to execute the X and O's of the game. And the strategy side and the tactics and all that. So, like, for example, when you have John Fox and Jim Caldwell, who are actually pretty good coaches, getting casted aside for up-and-coming coaches, it's always a somewhat of a risky move. I've seen the Bears fired Fox, but they extended Ryan Pace. I don't know how that adds up. I mean, I understand that, you know, Mitchell Trubisky was a splash, and they believe that Pace has been doing a good job, which I can agree, Pace is doing good, but it just doesn't seem congruent to fire Fox and then extend Pace. But, you know, that's the NFL sometimes. You know, things are never exactly as they seem. They're never that simple. Like, you know, for example, Jim Caldwell's situation. Caldwell was the winningest coach in Lions history, and he gets fired. It just that didn't really add up to me because Detroit actually has a decent nucleus with Caldwell and Jim Bob Cooter and Terrell Austin. So to potentially blow that thing up, I thought maybe Bob Quinn might have made a miscalculation with this move. Instead, it felt like it would have been smarter to just add more talent to the mix. But now it looks like they're going to go after Patricia from the New England Patriots. But I don't know. That seems like a move that might not necessarily go in Detroit's favor. So the other thing we're going to talk about, or one of the other things we're going to talk about, I should say, is the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns went 0-16. They're the second team ever to go 0-16. The first team was the 2008 Detroit Lions. So it's just been an awful year for the Browns. Actually, I should say the last 2 years, I think they went like 1-31 over the last two seasons, which is absolutely atrocious. It's actually the worst stretch for any franchise over 2 years. So I still don't know if Hugh Jackson makes it through this offseason. You know, Cleveland just keeps saying that they're going to retain him, they're going to stick with him, but it's just hard to believe that the worst 2 years in history go down and the Browns are going to retain that coach. You know, if you don't fire, it's like the Lions situation. If you don't retain the winningest coach, who do you retain? Well, on the opposite end of that spectrum, as far as the Browns goes, if you don't fire the worst coach in NFL history over 2 years, who do you fire? So Cleveland should just clean house and get a fresh start. You know, I like Hugh Jackson. A lot of people forget that Hugh Jackson actually coached the Raiders for a year. I think he went 500 during that time, but he coached the Raiders for a year. And he's actually a pretty good offensive mind. You know, he can dial up plays. It's just the Cleveland situation is just so depleted of talent. And – Part of that does still have to fall on Hugh Jackson getting such a bad record over that time. But, one thing's for certain, it's that, Hugh Jackson isn't working out for whatever reason. So Cleveland has to seriously think about moving on because, even though the talent's depleted, it's also not working as far as coaching goes too, and that's obvious because of the record. So Cleveland has to explore some other options and maybe think about getting a coaching change going too. Moving on, let's talk about the Falcons got into the playoffs. The Falcons needed to win their final week in week 17. They end up getting it done. They beat the Carolina Panthers, and really Cam Newton was kind of non-existent in this matchup. But give credit to the Falcons because they did what they had to do. They won out. They secured their playoff spot. And at least they're going back to the big dance. This team went to the Super Bowl last year, so to completely have a hangover and miss the playoffs would have been really, really tough for them. I like that they kept the good momentum going by getting back to the postseason. And now that's really what it's all about. As long as you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. If Atlanta gets hot at the right time, and if Julio Jones gets going, and if Matt Ryan and Devonta Freeman, really start to churn out some points, this team could go on a run and get back to the Super Bowl and maybe hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy. Now if I'm a betting man, I don't think Atlanta has it this year. But, they do have offensive potential, and if that can really get hot at the right time, that would be the formula for success for the Falcons moving forward. Moving on, let's talk about the Titans. The Titans also got in. They were in a similar situation as Atlanta. They had to win. They do get it done, and that's huge because the Titans haven't been to the playoffs in a very long time. They actually beat the Jaguars, which was an upset in itself, 15-10. So Tennessee is going back to the postseason. I remember last time I seen them in, I can't even remember, but remember when they went to the Super Bowl and they came up like a yard short? That was a pretty iconic moment in Tennessee Titans history. So it's just good to see them get another crack at it, and maybe, they can do something special. I don't think, this team is really that much of a Super Bowl contender just because Mariota has been so off his game this year. But just like Atlanta, as long as you're in, anything's possible. And, if Tennessee was going to win, I'd say it would be on the legs of Derrick Henry just going off and racking up yardage on the ground and through the air, just kind of like we've seen him do the last couple of weeks. That's really their ticket to success. But it's going to be tough for this team just because they're one, just like Atlanta, they're one of the lower end teams, the lower seeds in the bracket. So, you can't really expect Atlanta or Tennessee to be a Super Bowl contender, but the fact that they're in the playoffs, anything's possible, and maybe, maybe, just maybe, they do something. Let's talk about the Bills. The Bills get in after a 17-year drought. This is just huge for this organization. 17 years it's been since the Buffalo Bills have went to the playoffs, and Sean McDermott comes in and he gets it done. There was a lot of good things McDermott did. That's why, they're back in the postseason. But there was some ugly points in the season too for the Bills, like when Tyrod Taylor got benched, and then Nathan Peterman comes in and throws five interceptions in his first start ever. That was a little bit of drama. And then they had a lot of a lot of changes going on as far as trades and shipping, you know, like Darby out and shipping Sammy Watkins out. So overall, it ends up being good. You know, they shipped out Marcell Dareus too. But, you know, overall, you know, they got to the playoffs. It's a huge step for this team and, like, their confidence. You know, it's some good momentum to build off. And really, it sets a good precedent for the future. Now this team believes they can be a playoff contender because they've actually done it. Other teams are not other teams, other players around the league, you know, when they become free agents, suddenly Buffalo isn't such a like a repulsive destination because they're winning football games now and everybody wants to be a part of a winner. And, you know, Buffalo might start getting some free agents if they can win a playoff game or win a couple of playoff games and go on a run. You know, that's the next step for this team. They got there. That's great, but you can't rest on your laurels. You got to go get one. And then when that happens, you can't be satisfied. You got to go get another one. Really just take it as far as you can. Play the best football you can play. And don't be surprised when some guys start thinking, you know, maybe I should sign with Buffalo. You know, it's so rare to even utter those words, but you know, things are changing and these guys are earning their respects, so you might as well go ahead and give it to them. All right, have we talked about the Packers yet? The Packers, you know, they fired Dom Capers today. You know, I really think Ted Thompson made a mistake letting Julius Peppers walk. He really played great this year for Carolina, and the Packers really missed him on their defense. It's just such a big playmaker to let walk. Well, that put a lot of pressure on Dom Capers. And let's be honest, a lot of people have been kind of unhappy with Capers the last couple of seasons defensively. You know, sometimes that happens where even though Capers is a great coordinator, maybe his teachings have gone stale a little bit. It happens to good coaches in this league. But ultimately, Green Bay decided to move on from him. And that kind of makes me wonder if the Packers are considering maybe changing schemes. You know, they run a 3-4 right now. You know, what if they consider bringing in a defensive coordinator who wants to run a 4-3? So if Mike McCarthy believes that his team's getting better, I think that would be the right choice for his team. But that's just a big change because the personnel right now is suited for a 3-4. But like I said, if some defensive coordinator's out there and he runs a 4-3 and he's the best option for this team, then it's still the right move to switch because that's going to give this team the best chance to win. I'm really excited just to see what happens with Green Bay in that because, you know, they're in the NFC North. I'm from Detroit. I've always been a Lions fan. So I watch a lot of Packers games, Packers versus Lions. And, it would just be interesting to see that if they change because they've been 3-4 for so long. The other person, that's getting reassigned is, Ted Thompson. The Green Bay Packers general manager, Ted Thompson, is now the former general manager. He's being reassigned to a new role. They haven't announced what his new role is, but things are definitely changing in Green Bay, and you're going to see the results on the field. Like I said, they're going to have a different defense coordinator. The GM, the new GM who comes in, is going to draft differently than Thompson. And remember, Ted Thompson was all about building through the draft, and he was taking a lot of criticism for being too conservative when it comes to signing free agents. So maybe the new general manager will try to make a splash in free agency and get some players around Aaron Rodgers who can help elevate this team, because Rodgers was kind of wasting away with an under-talented cast around him. That's all I got tonight. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Follow me at StillFly810 on Twitter. You can also check out EndZoneBlog.com for all our updates. It's been a great time hosting this show, and just thank you for tuning in each week. Have a great night.